But you were telling me, I think, not that long ago about how people that you've spoken to approach the idea of getting on the radio in Japan, about how they're so concerned with being perfect and
uh-huh.
Can you describe that a little bit?
For example, in my university, I'm teaching in the university, and so some students, they're member of the radio show in the university.
University radio station?
I cannot say radio station, but inside of the university, where it's lunchtime, they give music and talking like that. But they are so careful how to speak beautifully, smoothly. It is not good to if you have some silent for a few seconds.
Ah.
They think there's an accident.
Oh, they have to keep going.
So like that. But I think the radio show, for me, that the most important thing to talk with people. In the community radio, more guests. Most of guests is the usual person, usual residents, and the usual person. They have no experience talking in the radio show. Even though when they come to the radio show, they think, there's a radio show. So we should talk with the audience, not usual talk, conversation.
Uh-huh.
So take care how to express themselves. And how to give message to the audience like that. So it is not professional talking, but I think our guests in the Harukana show, for example, they think about the audience. That is a good way to talk, I think.
I think it's good to think about the audience, to think about the fact that you have an audience, and to consider, to be considerate of those perhaps imaginary people. Maybe there's nobody listening at all, but presumably there's someone listening. Mm-hmm. I think there are. There almost always is. And when they do listen, I feel that it is important to acknowledge them, at least in the way you present yourself. You don't have to like, it's not like a TV character who looks at the camera and goes, hey, you know, I am talking, you know, I'm on TV. That breaks the whole spell of, you know, pretense that you're seeing something that's actually happening. Mm. You know, that's always kind of strange when they do that. But at least just think about them, like have them there in your mind as someone out there that's listening to you speak. I think that it's important.
And also you should enjoy your talking by yourself. That's the most important thing. You are in the tension.
Yes.
The listener also think,
That's true. That's very true. Well, I suppose we have gotten fairly far away from our original topic here. I don't know how useful this is going to be in terms of that subject, but I guess to bring us back around, since we have like about 10 minutes left here, we're going to quit early tonight, I think, unless you really want to talk for another hour. I personally don't know that I feel like doing that tonight. But to bring it back to our topic, I feel that as a person, I don't want to say in search, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Not in search of a community, but in search of ways to maintain a sense of community. That radio can be a really important tool if you use it the right way. I know that social media, for example, has been really helpful to me, given that this is a university town, so a lot of the people that I know, it seems like I just kind of get to know them. I'm around them for a couple of years, and then they move away. And it happens over and over again. Like everybody I know moves away. I don't know if I have any friends that have consistently stayed in one place for more than, like, say, 3 years in a row. And it's, at first, it was very depressing. When my first, like, group of friends moved away, I was just like, oh, I put so much energy into getting to know these people and becoming friends, and now it's lost. But finding social media was a real boon to me because I didn't used to use it at all. It wasn't something that I used until fairly recently, only the last 3-4 years maybe. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I really felt fairly isolated. You know, if someone would move away, they were just gone. And you can make a phone call or write a letter every now and then, but it just didn't feel the same. There wasn't that regular checking in that you do when someone's around. When you're around someone on a regular basis, mm-hmm. there's a regular like, oh, so what are you doing this weekend? You know, do you want to do this? You think of them when you have something that you need help with, or they think of you when they need something from you. And it was very strange. It was a very uncomfortable thing when people started moving out of my little world here. And discovering social media was a really useful thing for me. And also getting on the radio has been really useful for me because I keep in touch with at least one person from my past on a regular basis. Like once a week, we have a radio show together. And we have a continuous, ongoing relationship that is very comfortable. It doesn't require much more interaction than that. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, feel the need to talk all the time. And once a week is a good amount of time to check in. We talk for a while and we share things, and you know, it's very comfortable, a comfortable way of keeping in touch. And there are other people that I know who listen to that show mm-hmm. that I knew from the past who also occasionally check in and say, oh, I heard your show, and mm-hmm. you know, and they make comments about things like that. And it's sort of a way of keeping this group of people mm-hmm. maintaining it as a group, or I guess as a community. Mm-hmm. And that's just a very small thing, but it's my own personal testimony, I guess, to the power of using something like this mm-hmm. for a purpose like that, which is really kind of an odd purpose in terms of when you think of just community radio and what it's supposedly for, what it's designed to do. Mm-hmm. That's not really what it's designed to do. It's sort of a strange bending of the thing to make it do what you want. But I would suspect that, because most of the time you're in Japan.
Yeah.
And so when you do the show, you're doing it from Japan. And you've commented on more than one occasion how odd it feels to be sitting in your room very early on Saturday morning just talking and hoping that you're actually on the air and that things are going. But you keep in touch with all of us, your co-hosts. Yeah. And, you know, once a week, we all get together and share this little time of just talking about things and doing stuff. And I would think that it doesn't feel quite so far away when you have that opportunity, right? Or am I projecting here?
Yeah, so last week I visited the U.S.
Yeah.
But I met co-hosts in Albany. But at that time, I forgot I didn't see him for a few months.
Uh-huh.
Just last week I met, not by Skype, not directly like this.
Uh-huh.
That's a radio show. You said about the intimacy, because you can keep the intimacy through radio, through of course through social network service, etc. That's an important thing, I think.
Yeah, but radio, I think you're right. It offers a special kind of intimacy because it's a voice. You're listening to someone speak to you.
Yeah.
And it's a little different from the phone because the phone, you have to interact.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk back to it. And so it's more demanding, whereas radio doesn't really demand anything of you. It's like, okay, I'm having a conversation with you. You know, you can listen or not listen. Mm-hmm. You can do something else. Here's the flasher again. Mm-hmm. And you can just have it on just to the sound of familiar voices, and you don't even have to listen to necessarily to what they're saying. So it's like having friends in the other room having a conversation, and you can kind of listen every now and then and go, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I heard about that. And then go on with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Radio is regularly, we have a regularly show.
Uh-huh.
So I hope listener also wait the time.
Yeah.
And we can see regularly every uh-huh. week.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. So it's a good.
That's
for
right.
me, at yeah. least.
Yeah, it's a good way to get together. Well, I talked too much, I mm-hmm. think. I didn't. Did I take up too much space and not give you a chance to say anything you wanted to say about the subject?
Yeah, I talked enough.
You're fine? You're fine? Well, I think I will wrap things up because we're about a minute away from closing time. I'm going to mm-hmm. steal your microphone here. Your channel. You have been listening to Radio Triple R, Ritmo y Resistencia de la Raza. For some reason that's hard for me to say. Here on WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM. We, and not just me, will be back next week, next Monday, from 7 to maybe 8, maybe 9. You never know with this show. But I thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you again.